Welcome. This lesson covers the Turno approach, how to tune and uplift a riser in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. You'll get a reproducible, stock device workflow to build a rising sound that tracks your key, evolves harmonically and spectrally, and sits cleanly with a busy breakbeat. First, the goal: you'll build a layered uplifter, roughly 4 to 12 bars, using only live stock devices. The layers are a noise slash sample texture and simpler, a harmonic body in Wavitable with pitch automation, and a processing chain made from EQ Hate, auto filter, saturator, grain delay, utility, and stock modulation devices. You'll tune the riser to your track's key, automate a semitone or octave climb, add a harmonic emphasis sweep, and make mix-aware choices so the riser doesn't mask kick and snare. Prerequisites: you should already know your track's root note and be comfortable creating audio and MIDI tracks and basic automation in Live 12. Lesson outline. 1. Prep. Identify the harmonic center. 2. Create tracks and bass layers. 3. Automate pitch and spectral shaping. 4. Add warble, texture, width control, and sidechain. 5. Verify tuning in context and finalize the pre-drop landing. 6. Common mistakes, pro tips, a mini exercise, and a quick recap. A. Prep. Identify the harmonic center. Start by confirming your track's root. Put a tuner on the master or a bass track and verify your bass slash root pitch. Decide where the riser should end. Turno style endpoints commonly land on the root plus an octave plus 12 semitones for a dramatic lift, or the root plus the major seventh or leading tone plus 11 semitones for tension, without a full octave. Choose your start pitch. Typical choices are an octave below the root minus 12 semitones or an unpitched noise start. B. Create tracks and bass layers. 1. Noise layer for texture. Create an audio or MIDI track and load a white noise sample into Simpler in classic mode, or use Wavitable's noise oscillator. In Simpler, enable loop, and set a high pass or band pass to taste so the noise breathes. Add an auto filter after Simpler, set it to high pass, and start the frequency around 200 Hz. Automate that filter with an LFO device or the clip envelope so the filter sweeps upward as the riser rises. This shapes perceived brightness and loudness. 2. Harmonic layer in Wavitable. Create a MIDI track and load Wavitable. Pick a saw or unison wave with a bit of detune. Set unison voices between 3 and 7 and to tune small, around 0.06 to 0.12 for character. Put filter 1 on a low pass 24 dB with moderate resonance to be automated later for harmonic emphasis. Set the initial oscillator pitch to your starting pitch. You can do this by either writing the starting MIDI note into the clip, or by using Wavitable's transpose parameter to set minus 12 semitones. Using the device transpose centralizes pitch control in one place, which helps later. C. Musical tuning. Pitch automation. Decide how long the pitch curve will be. For example, use an 8-bar riser. Create a long sustained MIDI note in the clip. In the clip's envelope, choose device Wavitable transpose and draw a curve from your start value to your end point. For example, minus 12 semitones to plus 0, plus 11, or plus 12 semitones depending on your chosen landing. For a natural feel, aim for a curve that accelerates perceptually small slope at the start, steeper toward the end. Use S-shaped handles or a concave curve so the pitch feels like it's gaining speed toward the drop. D. Use warp mode wisely for audio risers. If you're pitching audio clips instead of MIDI synths, set warping to complex or complex pro for full spectrum material, when shifting beyond plus or minus 6 semitones. For noise material, tones mode can be better. Automate clip transpose in the clip envelope to match your semitone targets. Complex Pro will help preserve formants and reduce artifacts. E. Harmonically match as you sweep. Spectral shaping at EQ8 and spectrum after your synth and noise chains. The spectrum lets you watch peak energy visually. To make the riser feel like it's tuning into the key, map an EQ8 bell band center frequency to follow the sweep. For example, automate a mid band from around 800 Hz up to 3.5 kHz over the riser, boosting a moving harmonic band anchor's perception of pitch as it approaches the end point. F. Add controlled pitch modulation. The Turno style warble insert Live's LFO device and map its output to Wavitable's fine tune or transpose for subtle vibrato and instability. Set the LFO to a slow synced rate like 1/4 to 1 bar for slow wobble, or faster slash random for jitter. Keep depth small for most of the riser, roughly 5 to 30 cents for subtle character, 50 to 100 cents for more pronounced effect. Map depth to a macro so you can spike the warble near the end rather than having it run constant. G. Texture and stereo spread. Add grain delay set. to grain mode with a small grain size and low feedback for metallic motion without clutter. Slightly pitch the grains for extra motion. Place a utility after the chain and automate width. You can start wide and narrow before the drop, or start narrow and go wide. Either method is valid. Choose what heightens the impact in your track. Keep sub and low mid centered. Automate width or use mid/side EQ to keep low frequencies in mono. H. Glue it with dynamics and sidechain. Add a compressor and sidechain it to your kick and snare bus so the riser ducks under key hits. Set the threshold for subtle ducking so transients cut through. Use saturator lightly for 1 to 3 dB of drive to add harmonic richness. These steps help the riser remain present without masking breakbeat energy. I. Verify tuning in context. Always check the riser with the looped breakbeat. Solo the riser with a break and a slash B by bypassing the riser to hear the difference. Use spectrum and tuner on the riser's final bar to confirm the dominant harmonic aligns with your target note. If there's a clash, apply corrective EQ in the 200 to 800 Hz range to clear space for the kick and snare. J. Final touches. Pre-drop landing in the final bar. S. Craft the landing. You can reduce the filter cutoff or increase resonance for a focused energy spike. Consider a short pitch glide, a fast 100 to 300 millisecond jump of 1 to 3 semitones, tuned to scale to add grit ahead of the drop. Automate reverb tails so they're longer earlier and shortened at the hit to avoid mud. Common mistakes to avoid: not matching the riser endpoint to the track's key, and off endpoint fights the drop. Pitching audio without appropriate warp modes that causes artifacts and formant smearing, leaving excess low mid energy in the riser between 200 and 800 Hz that makes the mix muddy. Using large continuous LFO depth and sense that blurs the perceived pitch. Reserve wide modulation for short accents. Relying only on heavily detuned unison plus wide stereo and expecting a precise pitch center, keep a dry reference voice. Pro tips: keep a reference voice, a pure, unison-less sublayer that follows the exact pitch trajectory. Layer character on top but preserve the reference for a clear landing. Automate device transpose for better device tracking when you need filters and other device modulations to follow pitch. Combine pitch automation, filter/resonance sweep, and moving EQ boost for natural rises. Add tiny fades on clip edges to prevent clicks when making sharp pitch moves. Map a macro for tuning offset so you can nudge the whole riser plus or minus 100 cents quickly. For extreme shifts beyond plus 12 semitones, blend MIDI synth rising with a warped audio texture layer to keep quality. Mini practice exercise: build a two-layer riser over 3 bars to land on the leading tone plus 11 semitones of a 174 BPM drum and bass loop. 1. Use tuner to find the loop's root. Assume root is F sharp. 2. Create a wave-eatable layer. Set start pitch equals F#12 and end pitch equals F#+11 over 3 bars by automating wave-eatable transpose in the clip envelope. Add a gentle LFO map to fine-tune at 20 to 30 cents. 3. Create a simpler noise layer with auto-filter. Automate the high pass from 200 Hz to 3 kHz over the 3 bars. 4. Add EQ8 and boost a moving band from around 1 kHz to 4 kHz following the pitch. 5. Insert a compressor sidechain to the kick and check the riser against the break. Cut 250 to 600 Hz if it sounds muddy. Deliverable: the riser should audibly belong to the key of F sharp and land on the tense leading tone just before the drop. Extra coach notes: listening mindset and practical setups. Always audition both soloed and in the full mix. Soloing helps with detail. The full mix reveals tuning and masking. Check in mono and on different speakers or earbuds. Perceived pitch changes with loudness and brightness, so track both pitch and spectral energy as you automate. Use an instrument rack for the harmonic layer with at least 2 chains. Chain A, a dry reference voice with 0 detune. Chain B, a detuned character voice. Map transpose and fine-tune to macros so you can global nudge pitch without losing the reference. Centralize tuning. Map a single macro to control transpose across wave-eatable, simpler, grain delay, and any pitch-related devices so you can shift everything quickly. Prefer device transpose automation. When you need filters to track pitch predictably, use the clip envelope for long, smooth ramps when device tracking isn't required. Verify tuning with tuner and spectrum. If tuner jumps between notes, anchor perception by adding a narrow EQ boost at the target harmonic. For vocal-like material, use complex or complex pro warp modes to preserve formants when pitching. Keep low mids mono and place key harmonics slightly off-center in stereo. Use EQ8 in mid/side mode to reduce mid-band energy and add excitement to the sides without masking transients. For terno-style warble, combine two LFOs, one slow for broad motion and one faster or random for grainy instability. Automate depths to peak only at the last second if you want a clear landing. When CPU is high, freeze and flatten or resample the riser. Consolidate and resample with Complex Pro Warp Mode to preserve performance, then finalize with an audio clip. If the riser muddies the midrange, use automated EQ dips, multiband dynamics, or sidechain-based notch dipping key to the riser to carve space. Save finished risers as rack presets or resample WAVs labeled with key and semitone info so you can reuse them quickly. Final QA checklist before committing: does the riser endpoint show a clear dominant harmonic on spectrum or tuner? In the full mix, does the kick and snare retain transient energy while the riser plays? Is the riser's low-mid region cut enough between 200 and 800 Hz? Does the riser land on your chosen musical interval in both mono and stereo? Is CPU load manageable? If not, resample the riser to audio.